All right, guys, I did this message before, but this is going to be a lot better and more detailed, because I probably said it within a message and this came up and it was within another message. But this here going to get us on its legs. I was sitting and in my spirituality realm, I was sitting in meditation and prayer. Meditation, prayer, isn't that the same thing? Just thought of it. Same thing. I was sitting in my meditation and prayer, and you know, I was thinking of, you know, we always pray and we think of the next big thing, the big prayer, and that's great. But when I was in meditation, it was something new, or something I don't do often, was seeing, visualizing things in my current situation. Visualizing me saying what I need to say, getting what I want in my current situation with what I got. Getting better, getting what I want from where I am. You see, what I have. Improving the relationships I have, my family members I have, the now, improving what I got, improving. You see, God doing it in my now. I was sitting up visualizing great things happening in the now. What I got, who I have, and I think this is going to make it much more powerful. It was like when I was in my creative flow and also my spirituality, who I have was calling me. And I'm like, ugh. And then I was like, oh, he'd be everything if he is. I'm like, ooh, what I visualize. And I was like, that's a good ass message. You see, use your prayer, your visualization, and your how you speak to the Lord to improve what you got right now, for him to show up with what you have. Oh Jesus, right now. Okay, she lucky, honey. She is lucky. To improve what you have right now. Use your visualization and make tweaks in your now. You see, for instance, this. I have my camera set up. I got the green screen room. I have everything set up, but I haven't been feeling it. I haven't been motivated, and all of that jazz. Okay? All of that jazz. So I used that time and just seen me doing things and also praying. God, thank you for the willpower, the power, the strength, the energy. I'm excited to do things. And that's the only example I'm going to give you. Okay. I hope you received it. Okay. 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 I'm getting a lot of distractions over here. Oh, my goodness. I hope you received that. You know what I mean? That I was using my visualization and my desires and my prayers to make tweaks and improve, you know, and send out your prayers and your now. I don't think we do that. That was that last message. I don't think we do that. We and this is really powerful. I was like, ooh, he'd be everything if he just be that what I visualize. You see, and this is good. I'm sitting out a prayer, and I'm sitting out a prayer, and I noticed that I have it. It's just that that person is. So I was like, I didn't use this to make. Give me the power to say this. Give me the power to make this change. I was using that time to make improvements, because this is good. You design your life. You are holding the pen to your life. So use that to make tweaks. Use your visualization in the now, in the thing that's annoying you. You see what I said? To make improvements of what you got here. I got me a beautiful apartment right here. I can use that to thank you. What do I need? Thank you for the new bed. Ooh, I got my new bed. You know what I mean? To make the tweaks instead of, oh, I need my new home. Thank you, God, for my Tesla. The big thing. We automatically do that. But I believe, thank God my car is washed all the time. It's in good shape. It's drivable. It's, you know, my pets is healthy. My family is healthy. From where you are for what you got, you see. Oh, this is good. I got some cards. I was like, ooh, I can get and use my studio time I'm not even using. I see myself using that studio time greatly, wonderfully. Use what you got. Look at your cards here and what you got right here. And use your visualization. Use your prayer for the people you got. What you got right here. Use that energy and use your visualization, your prayer, on what you have right here, right now. The right here, right now. Use that, you know, in this apartment, in this place, in the now, where you're sitting. What needs to be improved? What you want God to do with the person you got in the here and the now? Instead of thinking about the next, I think this is what we all do. It's so natural. We're thinking about the next person, the next home, the next thing. And what you need to do is pray on this thing that you got. Somebody praying for what you got. So how about you use that prayer on where you at currently? Somebody praying for that apartment. I already did that message. We're not going down that stream. But use that energy on what you got. Period. Use that energy on what you got. Use your visualization on what you have right here, this car. You see, thank you for the money to keep the maintenance up and the stickers up and stuff. Keep my children happy and healthy now. You know what I mean? Keep me healthy right now. The right now. Have the energy, the prayer, the visualization, the thoughts going in your here and the now. That here and the now. Take your time out and just visualize. I you know, who I got right now, I'm visualizing him looking right. And give me the strength to get him together. Okay. I did pray that out. And that was for what I got right now. You see. I'm about to do a message. Be grateful for your yes. I was, no's, you can't move forward. No's is like a difficulty and stuff like that. And this is good. I sent out a visual. That may be a future message. It's going to be good. But let me add this. I kind of got a vibration of this message here. I was like, somebody messaged me. And before it was wrong messages. Wrong messages and stuff like that from wrong people. And I seen that I had some messages, right? While I was driving. So I sit there. I was like, I hope it's this person. This person hit me up here and there all the time. So it's no big deal. But this go around, I was like, I hope it's this person. I visualize. And I was like, and I said his name. And guess who it was? That person. And I said, thank you, God. You see, nothing happened. Just what I wanted coming, you getting what you want, give him praise. You see, just you simply give what you want. The right person hit you up. Yes, I can do that for you. You know, give him praise. I sure do. Because a lot of times, I'm gonna say it this way. You don't get what you want. You see, it's some no's, some barriers. You see, the wrong person hit you up at the wrong damn time. You see, so when something working for you at the right time, oh, stop and give him praise. Thank you, God. Okay, so that's maybe a future message. It's small, maybe it won't come out, but you get what I'm saying. I just had to speak on that. But in your now, pray on the now. Think on the now. Go in your visualization, your prayer time, instead of thinking about the big thing. And think about the big thing. It puts you in a low vibration because you feel as though you don't have it now. You feel bad here and now because you're thinking about the big thing, the next big thing, but you're not appreciating what you got in the here and now. I believe you laying in the bed feeling sorry for yourself because you thinking about that big house you're not in, but you're not appreciating the big, beautiful place you're in now. You see what I'm saying? I think we do that. You don't put yourself in that bad state because what you're doing, instead of improving and putting him in the now, put God in the now. Have him working in the now. Use that visualization. You see, in the now. Make changes and tweaks in your mind, in your prayer, in the now. You see it happening in your mind, in the now. And I'm about to do a message. I wonder if I did it. Pray everywhere. I remember a prayer came true. A prayer happened. But outside in the corner, in the grass, while I was walking the dog. It didn't happen in my altar. That prayer came true while I was outside walking the dog. But that's powerful to be in nature. Okay, it does something. It does something to the spirit, and I believe it's powerful to be in nature. I was in nature, okay? But it happened now, and not at my altar. You see, so pray everywhere. You can pray everywhere, and your prayers can come true. Your wishes can come true from anywhere, okay? So use the visualization. Use your prayer in the now. Make tweaks. Have him working in the now. It was like, I was like, ooh, okay, thank you for my beautiful furniture, improved furniture, and this, the bed, new bed, honey, that's soft, and the big 80-inch TV, oh, amen, and the stuff, I was having him work in the now, the stuff that I want, I was having him work in the now, instead of putting him in the future. You see, we naturally do that. So my test to you, use your visualization, use your prayer in the now. You see, heck, if you don't have a boyfriend, see yourself at least happy in the now. You see, you traveling, having fun, messing around with, I did that, traveling, having fun, messing around with people, with men, okay? You use that visualization in the now, okay? Yes, go. I'm in the bathroom, honey. Yes, go. You see, oh, you... Yes, honey. Use the visualization in the now. That was really powerful. It was like, oh, it's like I tweet what I got. I fixed him in my mind. I fixed that. I had that in my mind from what I got. I was like, I was visualizing in the now. I hope I explained that. I hope it comes across good. Do that. Pray in the now. Have God work in the now. I see myself doing these things from where I am right now. Hope you received it. Peace.